everyone, and you're listening to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and today on the show we've got all sorts of people. A new album from Hammertown called Pictures. We've got some old favourites like the Spitty Brothers. We've got some Flattened Scruggs, Missy Raines, the Pippi Pickers. We've got all sorts of people that I think you're going to enjoy some of their bluegrass music. And we're going to get straight into Hammertown. This is a new album on the Mountain Fever Records, and Hammertown are a real driving traditionalist type band, but write lots of their own music and do some great songs. Cheston Carroll, mandolin and vocals, David Carroll on guitar and vocals, Brian Russell on bass and vocals, Scott Tackett doing vocals, and Dale Thomas on banjo. And they have some great music on this album. And we're going to start off with a track called The Bootleggers Blues, and then we're going to get into a track called Someone Else's Picture from the album Pictures by Hammertown. Here comes some great music.
There ain't no work in the mountains since they shut down the mines. I got a wife and six children, and they're hungry all the time. So I had to find another way, not one that I'm proud of. But the union says it's hopeless, and we can't live on love. We really need some groceries, and the rent's way overdue. That's why I've got the bootleggers blues.
Looking over my shoulder, a short step from the long arm of the law. These old mountain roads are dangerous, especially with the load of alcohol.
I don't want to make my wife a widow, leave my kids without a dad.
But I'd rather be in the graveyard than see them starve to death. Got nothing left to what I have to do.
That's why I've got the bootlegger blues.
And pride,
but they say I can't dig coal no more, and I have to provide. I don't want their welfare, that's all I've got to say. They can stick it where the sun don't shine, as I make my own way. My heart is in this holler, I don't wear no leaving shoes. I'd rather have the bootlegger's blues.
Can bring on so much pain.
Lock that 3-year-old in her mommy's shopping cart.
there's smiles and waves, hello. In the next aisle over, a little boy, smiling ear to ear, holding his first fishing pole. It's like I'm looking at the life we planned, certain little things still make me miss her. They're just snapshots of the future I once dreamed of, and someone else's picture. What it means to be in love till you've been there, and holding the whole world there in your arms, you go through life without a care. But when they're gone, all the hopes and dreams that you both share seem to linger on, like that three-year-old in her mommy's shopping cart, their smiles and waves, hello. In the next aisle over, a little boy, smiling ear to ear, holding his first fishing pole. It's like I'm looking at the life we planned, certain little things still make me miss her. They're just snapshots of the future I once dreamed of, and someone else's picture. Tomorrow playing out before my eyes, it makes me think of how we had a plan for you and I. I'm running down tomorrow, but I'm stuck in yesterday. Tomorrow's plans from yesterday I see today, like that three-year-old in her mommy's shopping cart, the smiles and waves of old. In the next aisle over, a little boy, smiling ear to ear, holding his first fishing pole. It's like I'm looking at the life we planned, certain little things still make me miss her. They're just snapshots of the future I once dreamed of, in someone else's picture. Oh, they're just snapshots of the future I once dreamed of, someone else's picture.
That's the group Hammertown from the album Pictures, and that's the Carroll brothers were mandolin and guitar there and doing some of the harmonies. And we're going to have the Spinney brothers now from Nova Scotia. This is from their 2008 album, When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks there, Only Exist and Send Me Your Address in Heaven. Spinney brothers really like the Stanley brothers. You can just tell that by the sound that they get in songs like I Only Exist. Here's the Spinney Brothers.
No, I'm not living, I only exist. How much longer? My home's now broken. You've wrecked my home.
But someday, darling, I know you'll pay.
No, I'm not living, I only exist. How much longer?
Tell me that you still care. you up there.
Some fine bluegrass there from the Spinney Brothers of Nova Scotia, and didn't they do a good job? But I love tunes like that that really push along. Excellent music. A few years ago, I had the good fortune to be in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I went to a concert featuring Fletcher Bright and Bill Evans. Well, you can't get better pickers than those, but Bill Evans is one of my banjo favourites, and I got to talk to him and talk banjos and things with Bill. Lovely guy. He was my instructor at the first music camp I went to in Grass Valley, and very amenable and wonderful to listen to. Seems he can play just about any style of banjo playing. And Fletcher Bright was a very sprightly 82-year-old fiddle player, and the two of them playing together was just magic. They had put out an album together, Fine Times at Fletcher's House, and it's just fiddle and banjo. Fletcher lives in Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, and he wrote some notes for the album, and it's just wonderful to read what he's written. But I'm going to play you a tune called White Horse Breakdown, and Fletcher notes that I listened to Kenny Baker play this many times with Bill Monro, and it's a Bill Monro tune, and this is it, just with the fiddle and the banjo. Fiddle and banjo music, Bill Evans and Fletcher Bright there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'm delighted to say that we are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, and they've been sponsoring music around Hamilton for more than 50 years. They have a wonderful big shop, sell a big range of guitars, banjos, fiddles, mandolins, basses, electric guitars, drum kits, keyboards, amplifiers, and all the accessories you could possibly want to help you in your musical endeavours. And all the staff are musicians, so you know that when you go and talk to them, you're getting really good advice. Thank you, Shearers, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass and music in Hamilton generally. I think they have an online presence, so no matter where you are in the world, you could write to them and see what they've got that could help you out. We really appreciate our sponsors in this sort of world who help keep shows like this on the air. Well, one of the first bluegrass albums we ever listened to was Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs at Carnegie Hall. And we just about wore out the vinyl album that we had. And then it came out on a CD with all the tracks. There was only, you know, about 16 tracks on the original vinyl, and there's 32 tracks, which was a real treat. And but I'm going to play something that we listen to many times. Here's the Flint Hill Special with Lester Flatt introducing Earl Scruggs.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're really wonderful. Here's Earl Scruggs now with the old five string, where he does a little bit of tuning and a whole lot of picking. Goes like this. ¶¶
That was so good. I remember first time I heard that, I thought, what on earth is he doing with that banjo? And then I found out all about the Scruggs tuners that change it from G tuning into a D tuning, and how to bend the strings and all that sort of stuff. Oh, started off a whole career of loving bluegrass music. Well, in just a couple of days' time, here in Hamilton, we'll be having a concert from the Missy Raines Trio, and I'm really looking forward to that. She and her band have been travelling through New Zealand playing concerts. In fact, I'm going to see them in a concert tonight over in Tauranga, really looking forward to it. And I have an album here from her, My Place in the Sun, that she recorded a few years ago, but it's got some great music on it. And I'm going to play You Don't Have to Move That Mountain. And Suzanne Thomas is one of Missy's favourite singers, and Suzanne is doing the vocal in this one. Suzanne used to be in the Hot Mud Family when Missy Raines played there. And she's also got Jim Hurst on guitar, Randy Howard on fiddle, and Missy is, of course, playing bass. 2019 IBMA Bass Player of the Year, and playing in Hamilton in just a couple of days' time. Isn't that exciting? And then the Nashville Skyline Rag. It's a classic tune written by Bob Dylan, and Michael McLean's playing banjo, and it's Jim, Randy and Missy on bass again. Let's listen to some Missy Raines music, get in the mood for the next couple of days.
Thank you.
That's a great fun tune and a great ending on it. That was a Missy Range trio. And yes, we're excited about them being in New Zealand. George Jackson playing fiddle and I guess banjo sometimes, bringing them all out to his native country, New Zealand. And Ben Garnett, I think it is, from Texas, he's been playing too, and playing guitar. And we're excited, I tell you. Well, we've got some great bluegrass music in New Zealand too, and here's the Pippi Pickers from their album With a Spade, with the great John Hartford tune, Steam-Powered Aeroplane.
Damn, you didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aeroplane. All the wheels went round and up and down and then back again. I'm sitting on a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine, if it's rain. I'd rather be sitting on a deck chair high above Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aeroplane. On a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aeroplane.
That was the Pippi Pickers with steam-powered aeroplane. And that was the also the organising committee for the Kiwigrass New Zealand-based Bluegrass Festival. And on the first weekend of February, we had one in 2019, which was a resounding success due to the wonderful organisation of Janine Barbadell, who is a double bass player and vocalist in that track, Gary Bigwood, mandolin and vocals, Barry Talkington on guitar, and Nathan Talkington playing that wonderful banjo stuff in the background of that tune. He's a fine player, and they are very good at organising Bluegrass Festival, so keep listening and I'll announce various things about the festival. We've already got some Australian bands lined up, including Bluegrass Parkway, Nine Mile Creek, who are all returning from last year. We're having Cool Grass Reform, which is going to be wonderful and very entertaining. They've toured New Zealand before and made friends everywhere they went with their wacky style of bluegrass music. And we will also be having The Company from Brisbane, a fine bluegrass band. Some New Zealand bands will be on it, and Lonely Heartstrings Band are coming again. So keep listening and I'll update you as we get names in to play at the Kiwigrass Festival. Way back in the early days of listening to music, I listened to String Band Project, and I played a track from that week, and I'm going to play one again this week. This is from the Dry City Scat Band, and it's an old-time tune called Jealous, a wonderful tune. The Dry City Scat Band was based in Los Angeles. It was Richard Green on fiddle and mandolin, David Lindley on banjo and fiddle, Pete Madlam on dobro and guitar, and Steve Cahill on mouth harp and guitar. So I guess they swapped around a little bit, but it's a neat old-time jazz tune from a band called the 6 7/8 String Band, and I just love the tune and must learn it one day. Here's Jealous. Tune called Jealous, and they replicated the very much so the old string band sounds of the earlier era, didn't they, with that tune Jealous. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. You could be listening live from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. Or you could be listening on one of the access radio stations around New Zealand. Several stations take this program and play it at different times of the day and of the week. And or you could be listening on Canadian access radio and listening to Back Porch Bluegrass from New Zealand too. Thank you very much for tuning in. And there's lots of people listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio, streaming from the USA. I think it's Friday afternoons that it plays on Bluegrass Planet Radio. Thank you for listening. Lots of people download it as a podcast. Of course, there's no such thing as a local radio show anymore. Once they get into the internet, it can go anywhere in the world. And I know lots of you are listening. And in fact, a big hi to Chris from Sunnyvale, California. I go to visit a friend in Sunnyvale, California every now and then, and Chris wrote to me and said he listens and thoroughly enjoys the music, and he told me about a couple of bands that I've definitely got to try and listen to. Thank you very much, and I hope you're enjoying the varied program that comes from my music shelves. So thank you very much. You can get us on Spotify too. So just dial up Spotify on your phone if that's how you choose to get your music and your podcasts. We're now one of the Bluegrass shows available on Spotify. So it's very easy to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass no matter where you are. And I appreciate you all doing that. I'm playing mostly music from my shelves, and I sort of dig deep and say, oh, it's time we heard some of them. And I try not to reproduce tracks and play them any more than once or occasionally twice. So we're getting down to the deep catalogue, as it's described. What are we going to hear now? The Steel Drivers, Drinking Dark Whiskey, and If You Can't Be Good, Be Gone. They're pretty aggressive titles for bluegrass tunes, but they were a fine band, and I'll just find the names for them here. I had them and I'll put them away. Richard Bailey on banjo, Mike Fleming on bass and vocals, Mike Henderson, mandolin vocals, Tammy Rogers on fiddle, and Chris Stapleton on guitar and vocals. Very distinctive sound. So much good music on it, it's really hard to choose tracks out of this one. But these ones are a little bit, I'm not sure what dark whiskey is. Most whiskey I've seen is sort of mid-tan colour. So Drinking Dark Whiskey, or If You Can't Be Good, Be Gone, The Steel Drivers.
Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies, one leads to another on Saturday night. Burn, but the second one goes down smooth. And then that old black label gets a hold. It'll loosen your tongue, but it don't ever tell the truth. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart unless you hope to die. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. When the bottle's talking, be careful what he might say. It talks in the dark like it never would at the end of the day. He gets in trouble just as soon as he gets his way. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart and let your hope to die. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. Around all over the neighborhood. Next thing you know, you're all misunderstood. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. And don't you cross your heart unless you hope to die. Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. Drinking dark whiskey, tell the lies.
was Steel Drivers playing some pretty hard driving bluegrass music for you there. We've got to change the tempo just a little bit. Go back to the 1970s to a very definitive gospel album put out by the country gentleman called Calling My Children Home. And this is really Dawn Lawson featuring in the production of the album. And it's got some wonderful tracks on it. And we're going to hear the track, Come On, Dear Lord, and Get Me. Charlie Waller on guitar and lead vocal, Doyle Lawson, mandolin and tenor vocal, Bill Yates, bass vocal, James Bailey, banjo and baritone vocal, and Spider Gilliam on bass. And they had a wonderful approach to their gospel music, and this is sort of in the hands of Dawn Lawson, who later went on to with his own band Quicksilver and did the same sort of thing. But from the Calling My Children Home album, Come On Dear Lord and Get Me, the country gentleman.
I find no joy in living here in this sinful land. Sorrows and sadness, givings on every hand.
It's trouble.
Sometimes my friends forsake me.
Burdens oppress me so.
Come on, dear Lord, and take me to heaven's shore.
Come on, dear Lord, and get me.
Ready am I to go.
I'm tired of living
in this old world below.
Sorrow, I have a mansion waiting
in heaven.
Almost gone.
Daytime to me is dreary. Dear Lord, come on
and get me.
My feeble steps won't let me
travel down here below.
Come on, dear Lord, and get me. I want to go.
Come on, dear Lord, and get me.
Ready am I to go.
I'm tired of living
in this old world below.
Of sorrow, I have a mansion waiting
in heaven, I am told, where none ever grow old. Shadows of night are falling.
My sun is sinking low.
Voices for me are calling. I long to go
to heaven.
When ends my earthly story?
Oh, may it be today.
Take me on home to glory. Dear Lord, I pray.
Wasn't that a great gospel tune and really good production there on that? The in and out of all the different parts is just really good. That was a country gentleman calling my children home. That was the name of the album. We're going to listen to some Laurie Lewis now. Haven't had Laurie on the program for ages. And this is a tune called Dreams from Del McCoury. And Laurie learnt it from the San Francisco Bay Area's longest lived bluegrass band. That's High Country. And on this, we've got Laurie playing doing vocals and playing guitar and fiddle, Linda Ronstadt doing some harmony vocal, Tom Rosum doing some harmony vocal and the mandolin, Chad Manning on fiddle, Patrick Sorba on banjo, and Andrew Conklin on string bass. And that's a great song, written by Del McCoury, but sung by Laurie Lewis.
Talking with a friend of mine so lovingly. Oh God, a crazy dream, just let it be. Dreams, dreams of you, dear. Tears, tears are played. You danced and held her on so tight, the same way we did when our love was young and bright. And then you kissed, and oh, it made my heart so blue. I couldn't stand to see her there.
Doing an old bluegrass tune written by Del McCoury there called Dreams. Well, it's just about time for us to go. A bit of local music around Hamilton. Friday the 8th of November is the Morrinsville Country Music Club's concert. Always good in the Rotary Community Hall there. Starts at 7:30 and some great music going on there. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session on Sunday the 24th of November. It's always a lot of fun, so you're welcome to come along there. That's at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room. Starts at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. And of course we've got Missy Raines coming on the 7th of November. It's goodbye for me. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with Hammertown from their Pictures album, I Can Tell By The Way You Dance. See ya.
I can see every time I look into your eyes, you don't care a thing about those other guys. Without words, you make me understand what's on your mind. The rhythm of your body close to mine.
I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight.
Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot. Love's either right or it's wrong. So good, love you a lot. Out here beside me is where you belong. I don't care if everybody knows the way I feel. Until till the dream of holding you is real.
I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna.